Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sometimes things that appear quite simple can be the result of complex processes. Ken Knoll, professor of molecular and cell biology at the University of Connecticut, explains the explosive results of the work done by microbes in the average woodland pond.
If a walk in the woods in the warm spring weather brings you past a pond, poke your walking stick in the mud at its bottom. You might see bubbles rise up. What causes these? George Washington and Thomas Paine asked the same question in 1783. They called these bubbles flammable air because they could light them with their torches. Today we call the gas in the bubbles methane, the stuff of natural gas. The methane comes from rotting leaves in the pond. It takes a microbial village to break down those dead leaves. Like a bucket brigade, the digestion products of one kind of microbe are handed down to a different kind of microbe. The first microbes break down the complex sugars found inside the leaves into simple sugars. Then other bacteria break down those sugars into acids, like acetic acid, the same acid in vinegar. Next, these acids are converted to gases, like carbon dioxide and hydrogen. The last bucket is handed to microbes called methanogens that combine carbon dioxide and hydrogen to make methane. Methane builds up in the mud because it is difficult to decompose. So it forms gas bubbles waiting for a disturbance, like your walking stick, to release them to the surface. Methanogens belong to a group of organisms called the archaea. Though archaea look like bacteria, they're not bacteria. The archaea and bacteria parted ways during evolution a very long time ago, not long after life appeared on the Earth. So those bubbles you and our founding fathers saw were made by the real founding fathers of all life. We all owe them our gratitude for holding up the bottom of the food chain on which we all depend.
That was Ken Knoll of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Ho, ho, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. Rear bog, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley.